Enjoy the summer weather at Asda this weekend with our top deals on beer, like 3 for £20 on 12 packs of Foster's, Carlin and Budweiser. Asda, save money, live better. British summer sunshine subject to availability with risk of occasional showers or cloud cover. Max 6 per customer, selected stores, subject to availability, individually £8. Ends 4th of July, drink aware, unavailable in Scotland.
Blog Talk Radio.
Week. I actually came back to my studio in Heathrow, Florida, and I am back on the airwaves live. I love that we could offer you shows that were really, really fabulous, and maybe you missed them. So now Jerry put them on. They were pre-recorded and pre-viewed shows. So I know that from now on, when I go and I have to leave everyone, I don't have to leave the airwaves behind. Actually, my show goes on every day. But you are now going to hear all live shows until I think the middle of June, when I have to then take a slight break. I think it's only a couple days that I will be gone. But I want to say hello to everyone. Hi, Jay. I haven't seen you in chat for a little bit. And everyone else in chat, I say hello. And Candy, you are doing such a fabulous job. You know I love those banners that you put in. And I just got to tell everybody what's coming up next for next week before we actually start with our cards today. But next week, I've got a whole different, all different people who are going to be guests. It's going to be fabulous. I don't want to give up everybody, but please tune in. It's all live shows next week. And I'm back, and I'm so excited to bring you new and fabulous guests, as well as ones that have been on our show who really, really love connecting with you all. So today I have pulled three cards that you know I resonate with. One is the Flower Therapy, the next is my Unicorn card, and the following is our Soul Lesson card. I have our fabulous, wonderful, crazy, and talented angel speak, Candy Emery, with us. Candy, I'll just let you on in a minute to let everybody know what I do. I'm a psychic spirit medium. I'm also intuitive, of course. I am a nurse by 3D trade and a counselor. I have a lot of other letters after my name, but that's not what I really resonate with in this 3D world. I love being with you. I love being a radio host. I love having a metaphysical show. I love chatting with you, and I hope you love chatting with us too. So before we start, I am going to say hello to our fabulous angel lady. Hi, Candy.
Good morning, Bonnie. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You made it. That's right. You made it. You got up. And, you know, Jay and I never have a problem getting up because we are up at the crack of dawn. Anyway, I am including you in that, Jay, because I just feel like you have that same, for some reason, I feel like you have the same schedule I might have. But, Candy, I pulled three cards for the show. And, you know, I do this. I just haven't done it for the last 2 weeks because I haven't been here. But the first card I want you to hear, because, you know, it always resonates for someone that's listening, someone in chat or somebody that's going to hear this. And really, this spread probably really resonates with everyone. So the first card I drew was the hibiscus. It is a beautiful orange-red flower with little yellow dots inside. And it says unity. You're spiritually connected to everyone through God. Use this sacred bond to heal your friends, family, and yourself. It always goes with two other cards that I pull, and it tells a story to me. So just give me a second, and I will let you know what they are and tell you the story. And then, Candy, you can pull cards. It's okay. It's from the Unicorn cards. It's okay to be different. You don't need to be like everyone else. You're perfect just as you are. And then my soul journey card. So it's what your soul really needs to know. And it's honesty. I can't always expect the truth from others, but I can expect it from myself. I love this spread. So the unity card tells you that you have you're spiritually connected to everyone. It's okay to be different. We're all different. We all have different fingerprints. We all have different, one thing we are is we're all spirit, we're all connected, but we're different on this 3D planet. By everything, every molecule we have, we're different in what we have in the 3D world, but we are not different in spirit. So, and the honesty part is, it's okay to be different. Unite your family, friends, with your spirit, and you might not your friends and people who are acquaintances and people you work with might not be honest with you, but the one thing you can count on is you being honest. And I love that card, Candy, because we're responsible mm-hmm. for our own being and not anybody else's.
Right.
So somebody who's out there, this is for you. Okay, Candy, so tell everybody who you are and what you do, and then you read a card for everyone today.
Well, my name is Candy Emery. I
speak to the angels.
I was looking at this card and it's so pretty. I'm sorry. I speak with the angels and I bring you the messages that they have for you, and it's just a beautiful day today.
It is a beautiful day. I know you're in Texas, and Texas has been really hard hit with rain and terrible weather.
Right.
But I'm in Florida, and the sun is shining. And thank goodness, because I came from very dreary weather, and I'm loving the sun. So,
right.
Candy, so do you want to pull a card before we actually start talking about our subject today?
I did pull a card, and that's what I was looking at and kind of was like, wow. It's called the Crown Chakra. It says, pay attention to your ideas as they are messages of true divine guidance sent to in answers to your prayers. And what it looks like is like a big, huge marble building, like I would call it an angel retreat, where you can go and, like in your meditations, to these, what they're called angel retreats, and take classes with the masters. I will keep this back and show you later on, Bonnie. It is just exactly what you've been telling about your marble retreat.
Ah, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in dreams and our visions, we all have glimpses of our past lives, our present lives, and where we've been and where we're going to go. So I'd love to see that card. That sounds fabulous. You know, Candy, mm-hmm. we were talking about flowers, and, you know, me, I'm really big on flowers and colors, and I just, it's funny because I don't wear them, but I kind of do as accents, because I could be real bright if I wanted to, and in my youth, I used to, but now I wear black and white, and I'll splash color on, but color to me is so important.
Important.
Mm-hmm. And I love seeing nature's colors. So, you know, we all know that the grass is green, but there's different shades of green. We all know that the land is either red with clay, cream and white, which is sand, and brown, which is mud or dirt or whatever. But then you have all Mother Nature's colors, which are in the flowers, which have every color in the rainbow and spectrum. So that's why I resonate so much with flowers. I love that we are able to connect with flowers. I love that we're able to get the meaning from flowers. Every flower is a living, breathing entity in itself. And I don't think people realize that. They breathe air and they let out carbon dioxide. So to me, that is super cool, because it is also a living and breathing entity of Mother Gaia. How do you feel?
Great. I feel the same way. When you're talking about flowers today, I was thinking about peonies, the burgundy, the pink, and the white ones. This time of the year is when they come out, between now and the end of the month, and they are one of the prettiest flowers.
Oh, I so agree with you. You know what's really funny is the house that I was just at, Susie, you know, I was staying with Susie. She mm-hmm. lives in Wefayette Castle. Her outside looks like an enchanted fairy garden. I mean, huge, like an enchanted fairy forest, actually, with creeks running through, beautiful statues. I mean, and one of the flowers she put in her house was the peony. You know, she loves
mm-hmm.
fresh flowers. You know, I hate cutting flowers, but I love them in the house. I'm not a flower. I don't buy flowers for that reason. I don't like cutting them. But I do love flowers, and if somebody gives them to me, I love them. I just don't buy them myself. But, oh, my goodness, she's got flowers in every room. And the ones that she picked up, was funny that you said that, were the peonies. She put the peonies in her. Yeah. So, and hers were like, the peonies were white with a tip of maroon, you know, like a tip of
mm-hmm.
purple or maroon. So and pink. It was, they were just gorgeous. I'm sure they come in every color. But, you know, I really believe that we resonate with different flowers, and that tells the personality or our something about us, our living, breathing self. So what's your favorite flower, Candy?
Peonies.
So what did they tell you? What did they tell you about yourself?
Well, what they reminded me of is my childhood, because there was peonies, lilacs, and irises in our yard, and roses. It just brings back good memories. Yeah. You walk out the back door and all you would smell is a lilacs at this time of the year, because there was 4 lilac trees in our yard.
You know, my favorite when I was growing up was lilacs. And if you think about the, you know, the ones that they kind of fall and hang, you know, they have that look.
Right.
They're like a, like looks like a cone, but then, you know, they're all little tiny individual flowers or little individual pieces, and they kind of hang. And that's so funny because I love the willow tree, and they hang too. So it must tell you that I love things that kind of are loose and blown in the wind. I know they don't come off and they don't blow in the wind, but it kind of reminds you when it hangs down that, like a Kuma Matata, hey, you know, we're all hanging out. So it's really it's really crazy, but I don't know why. Purple, they're purple. So, you know, of course, that's the crown chakra. So
and they can also be white. Lilacs
yes,
can be white and purple.
Yes, they can. So I just I love them. And what's funny is, you know, white, my wedding was purple, actually, when I got married when I was 22, just turned 22, I think. My whole wedding was white and purple. So I love, and you know what? I really love those lilacs. And what's funny is I just told this story that for my wedding, and this is now 37 years ago, I wanted, or 36, I think. I'm making myself way too old here, although I got married at 1. So the thing is that I wanted 2 things that were really offbeat, and neither one of them came to fruition. They yesed me to death, and then when the day came, it didn't happen. But I wanted wildflowers to carry, because I love wildflowers. I don't like staged flowers. I mean, I love all flowers, but I like them when they're wild and free. And then I wanted a chocolate, hard chocolate wedding cake with big colored, splash of colored flowers in purple, pink, white, yellow. And I got neither one of them. So, but I married the man of my dreams, and he was my prince. And so I have to say that if I have to give up flowers and a cake for him, that's what I did. I'm going to answer this call. So 813, be prepared to tell us what your favorite flower or color is. 813, you are on with
Hello.
Bonnie and Candy. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. We are where are you from, and what's your favorite flower?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. My favorite flower is roses, and my favorite color is blue.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, you're passing too quickly the favorite flower. You know, roses come in all different shades. So what's your favorite flat color of rose?
I would say like a blue rose.
Okay, so so what you're saying is that you really love white roses that are dyed, because I don't know too many blue roses. Do you know any blue?
Yeah.
So I love that. White roses is purity. So what you're looking at is you really love the pureness of life, and then when you see them as blue, they're your favorite color. So you gravitate to that. So I love that. Roses are special. They're deep. Mm-hmm. They mean that you're a deep person. You're deep emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I love what you just brought through. Blue is the color of your throat chakra. So and the color of the sky. So, I mean, the sky's the limit for you, girlfriend. So what do you want to know from us this morning?
Well, I am in a new relationship. I just want to know, what do you see coming from it?
Okay, how new is this relationship?
I was just say I was friends with him for 3 years, and we did it in the past, but we broke. Well, what was it? I guess we broke up like 2 years ago. But I got married, and now I'm going through a divorce right now. But we just reconnected, and we're just started dating again.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. You know, I'm a counselor also. So you broke up for what? Did you break up for your husband that you were going to marry?
We broke up because his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend at the time, it was pregnant with their first child. And the girl, was, you know, he dated before me, that they broke up. And then she came back and she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. So he was trying to do the right thing, go be with her. And then when I found my husband when he got back with her. And then he tried to do the right thing. And then when me and my husband separated, him and the mother of his child separated at the same time. So
that's really interesting. It's really interesting because before I let Candy say anything, I've got to tell you, it's a karmic relationship. Very karmic. But you owed these two people something. He owed that girl a child because apparently in his past life, he either took her child or he in some way owed her a life and he gave it to her. In your case, you were supposed to be with this gentleman for a very short contracted period, your husband. And that is because you owed him a marriage that you denied him in the past. So they both were not meant to be. I feel like they did not last long. And that the two of you, have you kept in touch always?
Yes, we've been friends for like 3 years. After I got married, I still kept communication with him and everything. We've remained friends and everything. But as a matter of fact, when I was married, my husband, he had another child with this woman.
Yeah.
So he has two kids.
Yeah. I feel like, I feel like he owes her kids, and I don't know why. So that's their karmic. And why did they break? Can I ask why they broke up, even though I feel like they were not meant to be together forever? Can you tell me why?
Why is because it was she's basically on drugs and alcohol, and same with my husband, he's on drugs and alcohol and cheating, and
I felt like there was some cheating involved. I didn't know whether it's yours or his, but I feel that this relationship with him, I would take it slowly, but I feel like it'll keep growing. And I do feel if you two can communicate properly, like I feel there needs to be more communication. There goes your blue throat chakra, that yes, this could actually work. Because I feel that for some reason the two of you were meant to be, but needed to pay back some karmic debt. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was cheating. My husband cheated on me with another girl, and that's why we broke up, because he left me. I just found out my husband was cheating on me for about a year with this other girl that he recently got engaged to. And I've been really, really hurt myself with my marriage. So we are kind of taking it slow right now, but we are, like, living together right now, but... And we were getting along really good. Like I said, we've been friends for 3 years and everything, but we are living together.
Well, you know, if you do live together, that's fine. I feel like this relationship, if you take it slowly, and that would mean, you know, not jumping into another marriage quickly.
No.
I feel that you have the this has the feel of a forever relationship, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but I am kind of shocked with my husband that he's engaged to his other girl. So,
but you weren't really meant that. I really believe that you owed him something, or he owed you something. He owed you a marriage, or you owe him a marriage. But it was not meant to be. I really feel like this guy that you have living with is your meant to be, but. Uh-huh. You both have some real big challenges ahead, and that is his family, because now he has two children.
And yes. you're hurt. So you can't live on the past alone, and this is what I'm going to tell you. You have to move towards the future. You can't be sitting around talking about how terrible this was and how you feel about this one. And it has to move slowly forward, and that means you should be really dating each other. And even if you're living together, it means getting to know each other without so much of the past being involved, even though it is always going to be involved. But you need to have a relationship other than his children and ex-wife and your ex-husband. So it has to be, or if they're exes yet, but it has to be more about you moving forward with him and how you feel about him and him you, and then how to incorporate what you've had in the past together. So I feel good about this if you can do that. Candy?
Okay. Hi.
Nicole. Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. What I scribble down what the guides tell me. You should see this mess I have. But what they brought through is what you need to do is bring Archangel Shamiel in to ask for a peaceful relationship and to bring his pink color into your heart to clear all the hurt that's in there.
Right.
You also have Mother Mary energy around you that's connected to the blue and the throat chakra. She usually doesn't come through with this, but she's coming through. And she's also bringing in through Archangel Michael to help protect you. Mm-hmm. And what we're in right now is a retrograde, which is revisiting things. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why you went back to this relationship. Mm-hmm. And I also pulled a card for you. And it's cut your cords. Ask Archangel Michael to clear any old attachments to fear that stem from past relationship, freeing you from destructive patterns. So this is all kind of putting together, like cutting the cords from your husband, cutting the cords of the pain, and bringing in the pink to heal your heart.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So how interesting is this that five planets are in retrograde? All five,
right.
Venus,
five
Pluto,
five.
Saturn, Mars, and Mercury. I mean, how weird is this? When did you guys move in together, can I ask?
I would say about 7 days ago because I was living in Florida, and then I moved back to Baltimore.
Okay, so seven days ago, we had four planets in retrograde. Wow. Okay,
yeah. So all I can tell you is, like, Candy, I don't know. Candy, did I interrupt you? Because I think I did.
No.
Go ahead. Okay. So if I were you, I'd take it slow. I would make sure that you move forward without, like, what they're showing me is you sit around and talking about what happened to you, what happened to him. There is a time for that, but there's a time to really start understanding that you can't build a relationship on that. So if you are going to build the relationship, it's got to be part that, because of course this is reeling from just now, but that it has to be about you two and about what you two like, what you two are moving forward to, just like a date. They're showing me you should be dating. So so even though, you know, you're living together, that's a tough thing, but it really isn't. You're going to have to set mindsets of that. Okay.
And I keep writing down the number 3 around you. Does this mean anything?
Well, he has 2 kids, so I don't know.
Well, just keep that number in the back of your mind because it's important about something.
Okay.
3 weeks, 3 months.
Mm-hmm. 3 months? I'm sorry, 3 months for what?
I just writing down the number 3.
Okay. All right.
Maybe there'll be a turning point for you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, have a great day. You're welcome.
You too. All right. Bye.
You too.
Bye. Oh, my goodness gracious. Talk about redo, revisit, and rethink. Yeah, right?
Right.
So, 305, you are on with the girlies. Hi.
Hello, Bonnie.
Yes, it's me. Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Maria from Miami.
Maria!
Yes,
Maria! Oh, my goodness. Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing good. Actually, I was listening to your show. You know, I listen to your show all the time.
So. Oh, thank you, honey. I love you. You make my day. So you make my beginning of my day. So this is fabulous. And you were listening.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. So wait a minute, Maria, because we need to know from you. I think we asked you, but I'm going to ask you again. What's your favorite flower?
A rose.
Rose, and I bet you it's either going to be red or pink. Which one is it?
Yes, red. Oh, well, you know me.
That is the heart. That is, even though the heart chakra is green, we always mix it with, I say it's a watermelon tourmaline. It goes from green to deep red. So this is all about, for me with you, deep soul love. And that's what you're really here to experience.
Yes.
So I know that's what you look for, that's what you strive for, and that's what you're going to find. So what can I do for you today, or actually Candy do for you today too, Maria, besides sing?
Well, you know, I was just listening to the show, but since you put me on the air, maybe she can draw an angel card for me. I don't know.
I already did, honey. I told Archangel Michael, you're working very closely with this powerful archangel who's protecting and guiding you through this situation. So, I have chills.
Yeah,
a lot of archangels and angels around you. And I also wrote down another one of your archangels is Archangel Uriel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you have at least 4 basic archangels around you right at the moment. Are you going through like a little tough time right now?
Yes, I've been going through a little tough time for a while.
And it feels like you're getting to be coming out of it.
I want to say
July. Everything's going to be aligned a lot better.
Oh,
wow.
My God, that's what Bonnie told me.
Yeah. Oh, and guess what? Me and, by the way, myself, I shouldn't say me, but myself and my angel girl, Candy, don't live together. We live in a different state. So see, you've got 2 readings from 2 different psychics, medium intuitives, and angel readers and tarot readers and everything else are the same. I think Jerry also, when I really sing that song, Maria, Maria, Maria. It's not because I want to. It's actually the spirit bringing it to me. And that song, if you remember how happy and deeply in love they were, that's why they keep bringing me that song. So continue, Candy, because I just had to say that.
I also see the Queen Fairy Maeve around you. Are you extremely elemental? Do you like going out and puttering in the yard?
No, but I like nature a lot. I take a walk in the park every day.
I've just seen her around you, that they're appreciating you for doing this, because it's, when you go out and you walk in nature or around nature, you are also healing Mother Gaia. This is coming from spirit. So you must be a nature healer that you don't know that you are.
Wow. No, I don't know anything, but I learn every day. This is why I listen to Bonnie's show. Every day I learn something.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? We learn from you all, because I wouldn't have, like, that's why we do a talk show. We want to know what you want to know, and we'll bring you whatever. And all of us are so talented, as well as our callers and listeners and chatters, that I just love that we all share, and that's what's so cool.
Can I ask a general question? I don't know who Archangel Uriel is. Can you tell me a little bit? You mentioned Archangel.
Just a minute. I also been directed to tell you to get a tiger eye crystal.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love those.
Oh, wow. Those are beautiful.
For harmony and balance.
Uh-huh. Okay, I will.
Uriel. Uriel is the archangel of, her name actually means God's my light. She is the archangel of helping like with decisions, creative ideas, learning new information, solving problems, things like this. She's often seen with a book or a scroll with wisdom.
Oh,
so
okay.
Maybe she's bringing in new ideas and creative ideas to you that you're supposed to share with people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's very pretty.
You can even look her up. You know, Uriel. What color is Uriel? What does she resonate
red.
With?
Red.
Red. Isn't that
red.
Funny? Okay. So
oh
there
my God,
you go.
My red roses. There we
yes.
go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everything, you know what, so crazy, Maria, but everything is, you know, the card that I read this morning, everything is in harmony with each other. So, you know, when we come here, we, you know, everything that we think, see, or do is in some way attached. So because you love those red roses, and because Uriel's with you, and because you are such a deep, deep, wonderful soul. Everything resonates. And so if you look at your life and what you do, you'll see all the common threads. And that's what's so beautiful. You have a wonderful aura about you, Maria. And you, there should only be a lot of people in your life that have your aura, which is kind, sweet, this is from spirit, wonderful, calming, loving, and helping. And that's not my words, that's spirit. And you will find someone. They are going to bless you, Maria, very shortly with all kinds of wonderful earthly things and people, because you have not ever let anyone down. Maybe yourself, but not anybody else.
That's true.
You know.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Welcome, and we love you. Go ahead.
One more thing, Maria. Do you know the song Como la Flor?
No.
By Selena.
Okay, no, but I can look it up.
Look it up. The,
okay.
I keep hearing that song.
And I'll
okay,
tell you, between my Marie and her Como de Flor, I don't know. You're going to have to look them. I think the guy that's going to be coming in is going to be a dancer. That
oh
or a very romantic. That or a very romantic man,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure he will be. You
yes.
let me know. I know you listen, Maria, and please just stop by, talk to me, and say hi. You always have that option, and I love when you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Have
bless.
A great
blessings.
Day. Blessings.
Thanks.
Blessings and light.
Thank you.
I just love her. As soon as she comes on,
yeah.
it brings me Maria, Maria, Maria. I love singing it because at least I know how to sing those words. 407,
but
you are on. Go ahead.
This is the second
hey there.
Hi.
Hi,
Rita. Wait just
Hi,
a second.
Hi, Candy. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Rita. Wait a minute. What were you going to say, Candy? Candy was going to say something,
saying.
And I put you off.
I said, this is the second time they've been talking to me in Spanish. The last show I was on, they were speaking to me in Spanish, too. It's just like, okay.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember
okay.
Yeah.
Hi,
Rita. Rita got a new kitty cats today, too, she's getting.
I'm going to get my kitty cats. I'm so excited. I had two
oh.
little boys come into my house.
They are so cute too, Rita. Oh my
yeah,
gosh,
they're
the
adorable.
Cutest little things I've ever seen. The pictures that I've seen of them are just to die for, and I can't wait or live for, and I can't wait to meet them in person.
we're gonna play. We're gonna have so much fun.
Rita,
Candy,
what's
congratulations
your
on?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Candy, congrats on your new kitty.
Thank you. He fits right in. He's bouncing all over the place, and he's extremely tiny and petite, very petite and tiny. He
he's so cute. I saw the pictures of him, and he's adorable.
We're running. I was running late today because I was feeding all the animals, and it and it like, oh, got to get the Barney.
Well, and new babies in the house is it's a time-consuming endeavor.
Right. When I woke up this morning, he was by my shoulder just looking at me. He didn't wake me up. He was just looking at me.
Well,
he's trying to figure you out, Candy.
that's gonna be a forever thing.
because
she's complicated because she's an angel speak. So he's gonna be hearing the angels and wondering what's going on here. But what's your favorite flower?
I really connect with white gardenias.
Oh, I love white gardenias. I used to have a white gardenia bush growing up, and they smell so beautiful.
Well,
you know,
I'm in my backyard right now. It's really odd that I moved into this little house in December, and I didn't know I had a gardenia tree in my backyard. So I kind of, when I found out, I got all shivery because I thought, oh, it's a sign. I'm meant to be here. And right now I'm looking at about, roughly 70 gardenias in my backyard. They're all just trailing down. It's beautiful.
Well, let me tell you what it means. So, and then I'll hand you over to Candy. You can ask a question. But gardenias are beautiful, sweet, and very soft, but they have a hardy. If you look at what they are, you can't pull them easily off the tree. They're really rooted in with their leaves, their deeper green leaves. And so what it means to me when you tell me that gardenias, well, first of all, I love the smell and I love the color. So it would tell me that you like things, even though they're not pure white, they're more of a pearl white. So to me, that tells me that you love purity, but you don't need purity to love someone. And so also it means that you love sweet and wonderful and beautiful scents in your life, but you're a pretty people might think that because it's such a beautiful, sweet-smelling flower and so wonderfully beautiful, that it's more of a weaker flower, but it isn't. It's actually very hardy and strong. And so for me, Rita, that flower for you is that you are a sweet and wonderful and pure soul, but you are a strong, very strong individual, very strong, rooted in all the things that you love, and you are a wonderful friend, family member, and participant in this world. So that's what it means to me when I look at what your flower is.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, better.
I like that. I like that. I like that. That's a good one, Bonnie.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what came through me, through spirit. How about you, Candy?
Well, what I got was right now, Archangel Gabriel is around you, coming in and helping
That's
you with
my
your
dude.
Spiritual. Well, he's coming
That's
in
my
with
dude.
Her right
I,
now.
I lend it to you. I lend it to you, Rita. You got to give him back to me. It's okay.
And I'm going to take this one step further with the gardenia. It's from a past life. When you were a Southern Belle in the South in the 1800s, and that you were, I see you in a plantation with those all of those flowers. I see willows. I see I'm going to say a brook or a creek. They're saying creek that went through flowing through the land, through your plantation. That you'd sit by and watch the water go. And I also wrote down the number 40 for you for some reason.
That's interesting. 40. What happened at 40?
Well,
it's been a while, Rita, but what?
Well,
no, it's been yesterday.
Let's see. When I was 40, I lost a whole lot of weight.
Okay. Why did you lose weight?
Because I was trying to. You know, I wanted to you know, get back down into a size I was more comfortable at, and lost a lot of weight. Matter of fact, I looked really good when I was 40.
Okay, I'm leading into the card that I pulled for you. Be willing to forgive. Ask the angels to clear your mind, body of past pains in exchange for peacefulness.
Yes.
That's a great card for you.
That's interesting, girls, because that's exactly what I've been trying to do. I was listening earlier when you were talking about, Bonnie, the Mercury retrograde and revisiting the past and things like that. And I'm trying not to do that because it's painful.
Absolutely.
I'm really, really making a conscious effort to live in the now and be peaceful and just give it up.
I'll tell you, Rita, the thing about Mercury retrograde, Mars retrograde, Venus retrograde, Pluto retrograde, and Saturn retrograde, let me just tell you, it isn't always about, what it does is it wants you to revisit what didn't work and end it. So it like each one of them means something different. Venus retrograde would be where you would be falling, but like Pluto retrograde is things happening out of the blue that from the past. Like I met two people I haven't seen forever. That wouldn't be upsetting to me, but it was bringing in the past. I love seeing them. So for you, I think it's about closure, not about forgetting or not revisiting it. It's about looking at your past, actually forgiving yourself and others and saying, that was the past. I'm going to love you for what it was. It brought me to where I am now and who I am now, but I'm going to walk away in love and light. And that's what I think this does or should do for you. So it isn't about not looking. It's about saying, I'm leaving you. I'm going to end this chapter, but I do see what my mistakes or my actually not mistakes, but my issues, my challenges, and I'm going to take them. I'm going to look at them. I'm going to let them go, and I'm going to walk into the future in love and light. That's what I really think I'm seeing.
Actually, what I'm getting is a lesson for me. And when I'm looking back and I'm not feeling guilty or sad or anything like that, but I'm feeling I learned that you really can't change others. No matter what you do or how patient you are, or kind you are, or giving you are, you really can't change another person. They are who they are. And I'm accepting that now, that at first I saw that as failure.
No.
I saw that as failure on my part. And now I don't see it that way. I just see it as, well, now I know I can't change other people. I can't fix other people.
That's right.
So I'm really taking this time. I've been really introspective, and I'm thinking about things and that, well, now I know this. And I had no control over it. I thought I did, but we don't control anything.
That's right. It's perfect. I have to tell you, and I'll move on. But I have to tell you, Rita, that's the perfect way to look at it. And you shut the door in love and light, saying, you know, I gave it my best. I realize now that I was not in control of only myself, but not of others. And the next time I'm going to look at when I take myself into the future for other relationships, even friends, this is what I'm going to be able to offer and what I'm going to actually be able to give and get from them. So I love this. It's a perfect way to look at retrogrades. So I am going to move on. I have some other callers.
I have one last message. One last message from her from Archangel Haniel. Clear your heart and body and soul and live for you.
Yay!
Okay.
Now that
doesn't
mean that we don't live for our children, because you know, Rita, that's not what we're not anything
about
works. The other.
It never works.
Right.
You just have to step back. Candy, you were getting ready to tell me something about Archangel Gabriel.
Archangel Gabriel is coming in right now to help you learn some things.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. That's it then. All
okay.
right. Well,
okay. Thank
girls,
you.
It was good talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you,
too.
Rita, is there any
okay,
other
love
questions?
You
love you to pieces. Is there any a question you wanted to ask us? Because we didn't really give you a chance to ask anything.
Oh, well, you know, okay, one little question. I'm expecting a check, a
mm-hmm.
big, a really a quite large check. And I've been waiting for a couple weeks. And I'm wondering when that's going to come in.
I'm going to let Candy answer because you already got my answer before. So go ahead, Candy.
I'm going to say at least 3 weeks because of the retrograde.
Okay. All right. It
so you know what I think.
A week ago at least, but yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, girls.
Well,
love you both.
You're welcome. Love you. I'll talk to you later,
okay.
honey. All right. Bye-bye.
Okey-doke. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, my God, she's so wonderful. What a sweet soul Rita is. 951,
yep.
You are, I don't remember if I called. 951, you are on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Nathaniel.
Hi,
Nathaniel.
How are you?
Good.
I'm going to let you talk to Candy because we just talked and we only have 9 minutes. So go ahead and you ask Candy what you want to ask.
Did you have a general message, or do you see anything? Or
well, I pulled a card for you, and it's emotional sensitivity. Honor and respect your deep sensitivity as is a gift to us all. And I'm going to go back and talk to you about your voice again because I still feel that is where you're a healer, through your voice, just to talk to somebody.
You know, I kind of feel that, too, because people tell me I have a healing presence, so I try to calm people down, and don't I talk to people.
Your voice. I mean, even if you get out there in radio somehow or do, like, children's books or
that's,
things
no,
like
people
that.
People told me a long time ago, children's books with
children.
I mean,
your voice is so soothing that it's just like, that's how you're going to heal people. I've told you that before. I know I have. I mean, because that just pops up every time I hear your voice. I mean,
I have a friend I have a friend that did some announcing for leashgear.com, and he got like $400 for like 90 minutes, but I don't know if he's kind of really self-absorbed, though. I don't think he's going to give me any work, though.
Yeah, but I'm going to say by end of July, August, there's going to be some opportunity that pops up and it's going to be there and you're just going to take it and run with it. I mean, your voice is so healing. I mean, even if you go, where are you at?
I'm in Barstow, California, and that's between Long Beach and Las Vegas. It's just up past Apple Valley.
Isn't there any I can't even say the word today. The metaphysical shops there that you can go and see, like
you
if
know,
they have
no
glasses.
There's no metaphysical shops in the town. There's no really no metaphysical shops in the town. And people are kind of, you know, it's a poor town and people are kind of hillbilly here.
Yeah, and I feel if you couldn't get into some place like, you know, that has a shop or something like that, I just have a feeling that you're going to find something that's your niche and you're just going to go, woof.
Yeah.
Well, something's coming. And Jupiter's going direct here on the 9th,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that Monday?
Yes, it is.
And I'm also going to pick up the crystal grids. I have a feeling you're supposed to be one of those healers.
I can't remember what
they're called.
Light workers? Light workers?
Well, we're all light
crystal
workers.
Grids. We're all light workers. There's like that lady that calls in that she takes care of the crystal grids.
Yeah, we have a lot. We have a few of them. They just don't, but the thing is with Nathaniel, you have to, what my angels are telling me and actually my guides and, you know, and my
spirit guides are saying is, you, in order for see, it's really crazy because I don't say this, but seek and you shall find, which means to me you're not mm-hmm. seeking the right where you're supposed to be.
I'm lazy and procrastinating, and I do my own thing, you know. I'm gonna check it.
Yes, I get it. That's what they're telling me, Nathaniel.
Yeah,
seek and you shall find.
We love you. We love your. We love that energy. But I'm telling you, if you wanna, if you're taking that energy with you, you're seeking. You're not finding because you're not seeking.
Somebody said that I might get a job doing like announcing, you know, for ABC News. Mm-hmm. This is Nathaniel Sinclair reporting live from Hollywood, California.
See,
listen,
right there,
if you do. If you do, then you need to then you can announce me on my show. So on NBC or whatever. But I have to tell you, you have to be able to get out there and start perusing the scene, because I think you don't know even how to start. But I think Rita, and actually Rita was telling you that you could do audiobooks, which would be they make a lot of you know, that's a very, very lucrative field. And that you have to be able to start looking at different, you have to research it and find, even on the internet, how to get to, you know, find a company that needs people to read for audiobooks. And this is going to take some research. Seek and you shall find, Nathaniel.
All right. Hey, well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, here, I've got a message for you, Candy, from Rita. So, Nathaniel,
you know
what we want you to do, and you have the most wonderful, fabulous aura, but you got to seek or you won't find. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
well,
you,
have
dear.
A great day. Okay, I've got to tell you, here's a message from Rita for you. Rita's also
okay.
clairvoyant, very, very intuitive, and very psychic. Tell Candy she will be exceptionally close with this new kitty. He will be completely devoted to her, her cat in every connection, everyday connection, her cat in everyday connection, every way. Please give her that message for me. So there you've got
okay,
a message today. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm so
that was
excited.
Nice.
Wait, I know who is
and
on
I already
next.
I already see it.
thank you Rita, she loves your message. Is this Kelly?
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call,
Kelly. I'm going to put on the show for just slightly longer because we only have 3 minutes, and
yes.
So I'm going to extend the show guys, because it was at 90 and I'm putting it back to 90. So here we go. Okay. All right. Hi. I haven't spoken to you. It seems like forever.
I know. A couple weeks, man. You've been out of commission. So have I.
Yeah. It's crazy. I know. Crazy. Craziness.
Excuse me, buddy. Kelly, I need to excuse myself for a minute to let Dottie outside. I'll be right back.
All
okay,
right.
You know what? This is really crazy, but I thought it said 90 minutes, and now it's at 30 minutes, and it looks like, oh, it's not going to let me change it, and I don't understand it, because it's off, I guess. Okay, well, that's right, because it's okay, because we'll just stay on, I think, until it lets us off. But so how are you, and what are you up to, Kelly?
Oh, goodness. I need a little bit of mechanical advice this morning. We had
okay.
something exceptionally unusual go on. It's like I was driving my Suburban down to a friend's house in Laramie, 40 miles away, because she has a friend that is a mechanic out of work, and it's like, you know, he wants some work, and it's like I had a vehicle that needed to be worked on, so it seemed like a good match, and I was like, yeah. And on our way down there, it overheated. We think it possibly, she doesn't know, but it may have cracked the block, you know, ruined the radiator. I don't know, hoses went bad. I mean, all kinds of stuff went on. So now she is lending me a vehicle to drive, but I have some vehicles that are might not be too bad to get on the road. I'm not sure, but it's like I'd just kind of like you to take a look. We have three possibilities of vehicles that might be a quick fix, so we would have something to drive as opposed to driving her car.
You know,
if,
I've got to tell you, some, you know, maybe you could tell me. I passed 30 minutes and it shut the show off, Kelly. Is it going to not, I'm just asking you this. Is it going to, it says 9 a.m. for 30 minutes and I actually had 90 minutes, but it changed to 30 minutes and it took everything off. Do you think it's still going to be on the air for the time that I have it on? Or is it going to cut it off in 30 minutes when I had all that taped?
No, because it'll still do stuff. It'll still record. It'll still record the sessions, the overtime session.
Okay.
Or I mean, at least it used to. It used to record the overtime session, but you'll have like, you got like 15 minutes. It's like what it does is it does like half, you know, half. Like if you have a 30-minute show, it'll allow you an extra 15 minutes. If you have an hour show, it'll allow you an extra 30. If you put it up for a 2-hour show, it'll allow you an extra hour. So
this is really crazy. Okay, well, I don't know what I did. I did something. So whatever I did, I changed it to 30 minutes, and it was a 90-minute show. So it stopped the show.
Wow.
And, yeah,
okay.
You know, it's crazy. But are you back, Candy?
I'm back.
Okay, because you're the one to answer this question. She's the mechanical with the tires and cars. So please go ahead, Kelly, because she's going to give you better information at this point.
I pulled a card for Kelly while you guys were talking. It's the base chakra. Choose only positive thoughts to describe your home, career, finances, as your words determine your outcome.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, can you give her advice about this car? Isn't it the car that's going?
Well, I've got an option of three that we could, you know, try as temporary fixes. It's like one is an 89 Chevy truck. One is a 75, or excuse me, one is an 89 GMC truck. There we go. One is a 75 Chevy truck. The other one is like a 75, I think, Caprice Classic, but it's a car, or one of the Tercels, you know, or the Suburban. It's like, you know, which is going to be the, I don't think the Suburban is going to be an easy fix at this point. I'm not sure about the Tercel. I'm not sure about the 89 GMC. The 75 runs, but its tires are bad. We checked on prices on that, and it's like it would be really pricey to do the tires on it. So I'm just not sure which is our, you know, best course of action, you know, the least.
Okay, what's wrong with the truck? 89 truck.
That's what I'm drawn to.
It's been parked since December of 2010, and it just hasn't been run. It's like it needs a new battery that we know of, but, you know, I mean, there could be seals and a bunch of other stuff, you know, wrong with it, but it just hasn't been run. My son got the, it was amazing, because he got the steering column thing. We thought that, you know, we were going to have the steering column redone. He got the key to turn it. We thought my dad had broke it, but it's like he, you know, I don't know, he used his little magical, you know, whatever touch that he does, and he got the key working, so it will go to an on position, but we definitely need a new battery for it.
That, to me, I mean,
that's the one I would start with and then go from there, but I'd take them all to the junkyard and get a new car.
Yeah.
The trouble is, if I turned all of them in, we need a truck. We have to have some kind of vehicle, you know, to haul hay, to this and that. And it's like, I'm sorry, new trucks are like $45,000. And it's like, if I took all of them to the scrapyard, I might get, you know, $3,000 maybe.
I've seen a used truck out there for about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I think either Honda, one of the like foreign, it seems like cars, even if it's either a Honda has a little truck, one of them has a very small gas efficient truck that goes forever, and it's not one of the American trucks. So I feel like that there's something there, even if if you turned all the things in and got your money and then go to, like, a car, like, auto, like, you know, the things that you do online, you can look at the car, you can drive it for 5 days. CarMax.
And I feel that there might be something that you find that you're able to use. And it's like a little tiny, it's an open truck, but it's not a big. I can see it, but I don't know. And it's not American. So, and I know you're going to say, well, Americans make trucks, but this is like either a Suzu. It's one of them that does a little tiny truck. And it goes forever and has like a four-cylinder engine or whatever, and it takes little gas.
Bear in mind what we need to do here. We need to have something that's going to pull a stock trailer, and we need to have something that's, you know, this is why we have a one-ton truck. It's like something that will haul like, you know, 20, 30 bales of hay. It's like we need something that's going to pull because we've got trips to do to Idaho. We've got a couple trips to do, you know, to haul animals places. We've got to go, you know, haul hay. We've got all kinds of stuff to do, and it's like, yeah, we're going to need something bigger because I, you know, years ago I had a four-cylinder truck, and it's like if you manage to get, you know, 10 bales of hay on the truck, you're doing good, and it rides so low, it's like, yeah, it's really hard on the motor and stuff, and it's like there's no way it would pull a 16-foot, you know, like I've got the little trailer, you know, with the sides on it and stuff. It's like, and it's, when it's loaded, it's a lot of poundage. It's like we need something that's probably a minimum of 6-cylinder or an 8-cylinder engine.
What are you picking up, Candy? Because, see, I'm picking up something that's more reliable, and I guess I'm not looking at – I'm looking at something that will run forever, but maybe you're not using it so much for those heavy loads.
I know Suzu's a really good car. I mean, Suzu's are really good engines. It's like I know that, and for gas efficient, for, you know, just running around and doing our – doing little stuff, it's like, yeah, they're fantastic. I've heard, you know, some really good stuff about them. But in terms of, you know, things that I already know, they're not very good gas mileage and that kind of stuff, but it's like we have to have something that's a hauler. We just do.
Mm-hmm. I still feel that you need to get rid of all these trucks, vehicles, and I still see a truck out there between $2,000 and $3,000 that's in good shape. It's going to be like a oh crap moment when you find it, because it's just going to be right there.
Okay.
And I see it through CarMax.
Yeah.
See, I've never even heard of that. It's like, I don't know if we even have that out here.
It's
like,
it'll probably be in Laramie.
There's nothing. There might be something in Denver, but it's like,
Denver.
That's about,
but they can. They're going to be able to bring it.
Listen,
they're going to be able to bring it to a dealership in Laramie. CarMax they transfer cars from one point to another point.
Okay.
And you have 5 days. You can ride them. You don't have to pay for them right away. So you can actually get them checked out and do all that kind of stuff.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can go online now. That's where Arthur got his car. CarMax, and it came from, I don't know, it came from somewhere, and they brought it here. So
I was looking at a new vehicle, and the one that I found was that I liked is over in San Antonio, and they would have brought it over here if we would have taken it.
So
they bring it.
Also, I see. You know, I just see if it's not an American truck. So I don't know how to look for it or what you got to look for. Maybe you're seeing the American truck, Candy, but I am not seeing an American truck. But, I mean, you know, I don't know what to tell you because I know that you need to change up what you're doing because you're going to just be – and unless you can get the 89 to work for a couple hundred dollars – and sell all the rest of them, keep that one, and then get a reliable one, like what we're saying, for $2,000 to $3,000 that you can actually use around and save money on gas, I really feel like you will be fine. So you need to just start looking and taking what you've got and get rid of all of the junkers. I hate to say that. And then stop spending the money on them. Get what you can, even if it's for parts. Use that money to look for something that actually works. Keep your 89 for a little bit, see if you can get that to work, and then trade that one in when you have more. I feel like money's coming, Kelly, and I don't know why, so I feel like either you're going to have something's going to come in that's owed you, possibly the goats, possibly money from an ex, something's going to come in that you're able to put more than $2,000 or $3,000 towards a truck, maybe seven. So you're going to get a better vehicle. So if I were you, I would not look, you know, for something that's much more reliable, gas efficient, that you can go places with and leave the truck, either, you know, try to fix the 89 until that money comes in, and then sell the rest of your, you know, your other things. And see what happens, because I feel like there'll be two, for some reason, you've got two vehicles, one that you drive around and the other that you haul around, and I feel that that's going to come. So start looking, because you really do need something more reliable.
Yeah. Totally agree on that one, yeah.
And you need something a little less, you need something more gas efficient for you going places, and you don't need to be driving a truck, a hauling truck, to go where you need gas-efficient stuff. So I feel there's two vehicles involved here.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What happened with the chickens? How are the chickens doing? And then I'm going to let you go.
they're doing really good. The weather's still kind of, you know, up and down, but it's like, we had them outside. We kind of did a little makeshift thing. And, you know, we're still working on, we've got to get some materials to build pens, but we did kind of a little enclosure thing, and we took them all out the other day, and it was so funny because they didn't know what to do with themselves. They, you know, they all of a sudden had, you know, space to roam around, and they clustered together in, you know, birds of a feather clustered together. I don't know how they knew which ones was, you know, but the Brahmas were together. The Kukumarans were in their own little group. The Giants were in their little group. It's like the Leghorns were in their little group. We figured out which the exotic chick was because he was running from group to group trying to figure out where he belonged. And it's like nobody wanted him. Then we have the nursery group. We have a younger group that's like about 3 weeks old. And it was really funny because we've got like two of the kind of older chicks that are kind of, you know, they're kind of mommies or whatever. So they were hanging out with the younger ones in their nursery group and stuff. But they basically, I went in, I just sat down in the enclosure with them. And it's like we put out, you know, their food and water stuff. And it's like two or three of them were extremely persistent on climbing up my leg and perching on my knee and chatting with me. So I was like, we're putting bands on these guys. You know, and the rest of them were like, you know, cluster around, is like, you know, peck at my sleeves and, you know, whatever, and try to jump on my arm and things like that. So it's like, yeah, it's like I got to be giant mother hen out there. It was so funny.
Oh, I love that. Well, we're all coming to visit you, Kelly. We want the chickens too. So I have to end the show, which it is ended already, but I do want to tell you that I adore you. I'm home now. So I have Lauren. We're going to go food shopping, and I'm trying to catch up for 2 weeks that I haven't been home, but at least I'll be able to talk. I think this weekend I'm pretty free. So give me a holler and we'll talk. Unless you want to say anything, Candy, to her, I'm going to end the show.
Do the chicken dance?
Chicken dance?
I'm sure she does the chicken dance. I'm sure.
Every time I hear your voice now, I hear the chicken dance.
Well, wait a minute. Can you sing it? Yeah, it's like that. It's that real. Oh, gosh. I can just see Kelly doing the chicken dance. So, hey, Kelly, you're one big chicken girlfriend, and everybody loves the chicken. So we love you. Take the cars and get rid of them, Kelly. To have them all, it just doesn't make sense. Keep one that's running just because you have to right now, and look to see what you can get. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Talk around town because there might be somebody in town too that's like an older person. An older person that's not using their vehicle that might want to take $1,000 or whatever. Because I feel like you're going to get a really good vehicle for very cheap, and I don't know why. So,
cool. Any thought on how soon money might be coming? Is it going to be? Do you think? You know, do you feel like it's going to be like this month, June, July? You know, it's like any month involved there.
I'm going to let you. My big thing that's floating off to me is June. So that's not far off because I feel like a lot of things are going to come to fruition for you. So what do you feel, Candy?
Do I have to give Kelly a lecture about manifesting?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, I'm not doing something right. It's like, yes,
you're not.
You
know how to do it, and why aren't you doing it?
You know, it's like I used to think I knew how to do it, and it's like I'm in question of that right now. So I'm serious when I say, you know,
humbug is what I'm being told. Bah, humbug.
You're losing faith, Kelly.
Go back to your basics, Kelly. Yeah.
Back to basics.
I'm
going to
say. That's all I'm saying, because you can do it. And
yeah.
That's
Kelly?
Why? Aren't
Kelly,
you
do it. And, you know, you need to come back on the show. You need to have some metaphysics in your life, too. So get your cards out.
I do.
Okay, honey, get your cards out, because you need to be reading on the show.
Yeah, that'll be probably coming the next week. It's like Jazzy's, Zeri's track stuff is done for the year, and then Jazzy, this is their last week of track stuff for them, and it's like, and then we kind of have what I call free floating for about the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks until school's out. So it's like, yeah, it's the weather's warmer. It's like we're going to be able to, the days are longer. We're being able to be out, you know, and work on stuff as a group, you know, projects and stuff outside after school. So it's like that part is happening very nicely. We actually got down to Jazzy's 4-H dog practice for the first time on Wednesday night, and
great.
Her dog did really great. We got a compliment from the dog leader. They're you know, dog show's coming up. Oh, and we had something really cool happen with we were at Murdoch's, and I was talking to the gal about the chicken woes, you know, about what had happened earlier with our chicks and stuff, and she kind of looked at me really funny. She said, "Would you be in the market for some adult chickens?" And
wow.
I was like, "Maybe." I was like, "How, you know, how much do you want from me?" And she says, "Well, my boyfriend and I are moving," and she said, "We have chickens that we need to rehome." And I said, "What kind do you have?" And it's like she had some, you know, a couple Jersey Giants, a couple Orpingtons, a couple, you know, just various other things. You know, it's like 10 or 12 chickens that she was looking for a home for. And she said, "Do you have room for them?" I said, "Absolutely, we got room for them."
Perfect.
I was like, they could be outside. This would be really good. So
yeah.
she took my name and number, and I'm gonna go back in. I don't know, sometime in the next few days, and just see if she's, you know, if she's working there. You know, well, I mean, she'll still be working there, just if she's on shift or not, and just kind of see what, you know, what the outcome was. Because she says, "Well, we thought we had somebody, but," she said, "we think they're getting cold feet." And I said, "You know, I would be delighted to take them, because," I said, the children would have, you know, number one, we'd have egg layers. Number two,
yeah,
they would have, you know, chickens to show, adult chickens to show as fair as egg layers and breeders, which would be really cool. Because, you know, as it stands now,
mm-hmm,
I'm not sure that younger ones are going to be, you know, I don't think they'll be laying eggs by 4-H time, you know, or I know they're not a breeding age.
Well,
so,
I got to tell
absolutely,
you something.
That'd be so cool.
Well, I think that'd be great for you, but also now they're putting in the car in 4-H. Why don't you ask her about it, tell them that you need a car and that you have an issue and, you know, you need either a car or a light truck. And does anybody,
okay,
is there anybody that knows that needs to either get rid of it or needs to have
a good running vehicle? Okay.
A good running vehicle if somebody's too old to drive, or that they would take, you know, that they just need somebody to take it off their hands. I have a feeling you're going to find someone. You're going to find one of your first vehicles that way.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. So please spread that word around in the 4-H club.
Yeah, I will do that. That's a
all right,
really
I have
good
to
idea.
End
Thank
the show. I have to end the show, Kelly, but I love everyone. Thank you for all listening. Thanks for being here. We are totally out of time. I don't know what I did to the show. Who knows if I even had one today. So thank you. You know, I just adore you, Candy. I adore you, Kelly. You need to come back and read. So have a great day. And take care of
day.
Take everyone who is not listening or hearing this when you download it. We all love you. We're back on Monday at 9:00 in the morning. So please join me again Monday for Wake Up World with Bonnie. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is 1:00 to 3:00. We've got all kinds of guests. And Friday, again, is wrap up your week. So I've got to see what I'm doing with Mondays. I'm still playing with the morning, whether I want to go back to a 1:00 show on Mondays. But right now I am
for the end of to the end of probably June, you're going to have a wrap up your week and wake up world at 9 o'clock in the morning. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be in the afternoon. So please join me, everyone, and have a great day. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Stephen's getting the silent treatment. He forgot he had to pick his girlfriend Kate up from Zumba class and he'd had two beers. It's just two drinks, she said. It's just too risky, he thought. He knew that a second drink can double the chance of a fatal collision. So Kate got the bus in a sweaty lycra. She doesn't do buses. She does do silent treatments. Stephen, getting the silent treatment, but alive. Think, if you've had that drink, don't drive.